My life. How many can say amen to that tonight? Hallelujah. It certainly is His mercy. Nothing that I did, it's all what He's done. Amen. And I'm eternally grateful. Hallelujah. You glad to be here? We are so looking forward to what the Lord has for us this week. Amen. And I believe that He has lots in store for us. He exceeds my expectations. So shame on me for not expecting more. So I'm going to expect more. And He's going to exceed that. Amen. Amen. We're just we're so pleased to have this time the resources to get together and fellowship together around the Word and just spend a week and just soak up whatever God has for us. We believe that God has sent us some of the very finest gifts on the planet, for they come from Him, and they find their places. And so we're looking forward to what God has put on these brothers' hearts to bring to us, and we believe it's exactly what we need. And we're going to pull on the gifts because we know that You're the one that operates the gift, right? God puts it in the body, but it's your faith that gets a hold of it. And it's you that says, God, speak to me for my particular need. And the minister gets in the channel, and many times, we've seen it so many times, the minister will just get pulled off his notes, and he'll say, I don't know why I'm going this way, or he might say it afterwards, but you know. And he doesn't need to know. He just God's vessel and God's servant. But we believe that God knows exactly what we have need of, each and every one of us. And He's completely in control. He's completely in charge. So we'll certainly spend a little more time with introductions tomorrow night. But just tonight, I'm glad to have our brother Andrew Boy Scout with us tonight. And the entourage from the, they're the Frozen Chosen or Chosen Frozen or, yeah. But, you know, they always seem to bring it down here with them, you know. We choose this time of the year because it's supposed to be the best place in the lower 48 to be, and it usually is. It's usually in the 70s, 80s, but it's supposed to snow tonight, brother. Yeah, 2,000 foot level, and we're at 1,500 feet here, so that's a little close to home. I don't really mind, but it's happened before. They've come down before, and the weather changed, and it snowed that week. They're trying to get out of the snow. And Brother Dale Smith, you guys were snowed in for the last week or 2 weeks, or still snowed in. How'd you get out? We're glad you're here tonight. We're looking forward to what the Lord has for us. So even just a little bit up north here, they're snowed in. So I guess kind of record snowfalls for in 80s or 90s, the last time we had as much snow, I think, is what we're getting right now. So I guess that's global warming, right? Something, you know. The only thing that's constant is change. And so here we have no continuing city. We are so pleased to have with us tonight Brother Juan Blode. He is a pastor in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so he's also escaping from the snow, the Great White North, and he pastors the Good Shepherd Fellowship. And we met several years back. I'm not sure exactly how many years now. We had our special meetings over at the Holiday Inn, so that's been a few years, right? And he came in and joined in fellowship with us during those meetings. We had a wonderful time and just enjoyed our time together in our fellowship, and been meaning to get him out our way ever since. And just, you know, how things happen, and he's going here, we're going there. But we have a mutual friend, Brother Dile, that was with us last year from Nigeria. And I got to thinking about our brother and thought, my, if there's some way we could get him out here with us this time, we'd sure like to. And, of course, he's taking the first service, and what is the first service? The icebreaker, right? So he's being from Minnesota, he knows something about breaking ice. Amen? But we're going to help him out. We're not going to make him pull the plow. There's not going to be sparks coming off the plow because it's being drug across concrete. We're just going to hit the ground running tonight. Amen? We're not going to wait till the end of the services to pull in the word. We're going to start pulling tonight, and it's just going to get gooder and gooder and gooder. Amen? If that's possible. And we're just expecting a wonderful time in the Lord. So we also have our brother Brian Naidu coming from South Africa, and his flight was delayed, so he'll be in after our service is over tonight. But and then about a 9 or 10 hour time difference, so he won't know which way is up or down, and so we'll get him off to the hotel and try to get him into our time zone. But we're looking forward to hearing what the Lord has put on his heart as well. So just keep these brothers in prayer for the services. You know, they've certainly sought the Lord on it and are looking for the mind of God. And it doesn't matter how many times you do it, it doesn't become common to you. You're nervous because you want to find the mind of the Lord for whatever services that you're in. And so it's just ministers just get nervous. The minister that doesn't get nervous makes me nervous because he's a little too confident in himself. But you know, it doesn't matter how many times you do it. So what I'm trying to get at is that your prayers are helpful and needed. In fact, we know Brother Branham said several times that he said the success of his meetings were the prayers of the people that were going for us. So we believe that. So we all have a part in this. So let's do our part here tonight. Amen. So as our brother Juan comes, I told him just take your liberty, whatever the Lord put on your heart. We don't have a clock on the wall. So just, you know, it's whatever time it is, wherever, just whatever the Lord puts on his heart, that's what we want tonight. Amen. Counts the stars. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There we go. Hallelujah. He counts the stars, one and all. Knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees each sparrow that falls. The mountains and the seas, he's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. You believe that tonight? I'm counting on it. Don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know all the answers to the questions of mine, but I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name. My name, yes, he does. He knows my name. Hallelujah. Yes, he knows my name. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you tonight. It's good to be here, and we want to thank the Lord for this privilege. And we are together again. Let's sing that song, Amen. Just Praising the Lord. That will help me to break out my nervousness. We together. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. On that call, I know something good is going to happen. Something good, God got in store. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good God got in store. We are together again. Just one more time now. Oh yes, we are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again in one that call. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We are together again, just praising the Lord. Let's give him a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord bless you tonight. You may have your seat. And then I will have you stand again, but I would just want to use this time to greet you, bring greetings from Minnesota, and our little group there, the Good Shepherd Fellowship. As the pastor said, brother, thank you for having us to come and having the invitation. I feel special and say, what a love that Brother Doug have to have us come for the meeting. But then when he told me that I'll preach the first service, I said, what a love. Praise the Lord. But thank you, musicians. And we are glad to be here. We couldn't come with the wife and the children because of my mother-in-law. But they send their greetings. Good to see you, Brother Andrews. Praise the Lord. Bless you, Brother Dale. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have a special friend of mine. That's Brother Shola Shonami. He's a deacon to in Brother Dale's church. Brother Dale wanted for me to greet this assembly. So I'm glad that I have the privilege to do it. He sent his special greetings from Nigeria, and Brother Shola is visiting with us, so I just told him, well, let's go down and enjoy the fellowship there with the saints. So we thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So not to keep you too long, let's stand on our feet, and we will read a portion of the word tonight. Praise the Lord. We'll read from 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. What a wonderful Jesus we serve. First Samuel chapter 1, we read from verse 1. And there was a certain man in Ramathaim Zephon of Mount Ephron, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Eliho, the son of Tehuel, and the son of Zophar, the Ephorite. And he had two wives. One of the name was Hannah, and the other of the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Elah, Phinehas, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave Peninnah his wife, and to all his sons, and to all his daughter portion, but unto Hannah he gave a worldly portion, which actually means a double portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord has shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her soul, for to make her flee, because the Lord has shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. And then Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepeth thou, and why eateth thou not, and why is there heart grief? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they have eaten in Shiloh, and after they have drank. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept so. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on mine affliction, the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto the handmaid a male child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth, and Hannah, she speak in her heart, only her lips move, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said, how long will thou be drunken, and put away that wine from thee? And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am not a woman. I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk no wine, nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, but out of the abundance of my complaining grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee the petition that thou hast asked of him. Praise the Lord. May the God of Israel grant our petition. Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 12. I'd like to read just a few verses there. Praise the Lord. How true it is, you never get used to that. You can tell how nervous I am. Praise the Lord. Verse 1. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, said the Lord, we stretch forth the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling. I will stop right there. I just wanted to read the first verse. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for giving us this privilege that we can stand before the purchase of your blood. And Father, we pray that, Lord God, you will come, Lord, in and bless the service tonight. You know the needs of our lives, Lord. You know, Father, the burden behind these meetings. We will ask that, Father, you will come. Take your word tonight. Go in the audience and meet us at the very points of our need. We love you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Tonight, just for a little thought, we would like to take a subject we call the burden of change. The burden of change. Praise the Lord. Of truth, there have been a lot of changes around the world, and even around the message cycle, and if we'll be honest, even around our very lives, there have been a lot of changes. And that is one thing, like Brother Doug said, there is one thing that is constant. It's change. Praise the Lord. That is one thing that is sure that times brings us. It brings changes. When God broke out of eternity and began time, right from Genesis 1, the creation, the earth began to change. So until we go back into eternity, we will have a lot of changes around our life. But what we want to look at tonight, if as we trust the Lord to help us, is for us to realize that there is a burden that causes the changes around our life. And something recently that the Lord helped me to understand that you look in the scripture and you understand from Paul's teaching that salvation is a free gift. He gave it to us freely. But then we also understand from the Bible and from the prophet that God has a purpose of giving us that free gift. Praise the Lord. Even though it's a free gift that is given to us, but there is a thought behind it. So the next time someone gave you something free, you ask them, what is the thought behind this? Praise the Lord. Amen. So, and so looking at that, as I was looking at that thought and praying and just trusting the Lord to be down here, I realized that the purpose of God behind the free gift of salvation that he gives us is seen in this great plan of redemption. Praise the Lord. David said in the Psalm, the heaven declared the glory of God. And you can look in the heavens, especially over here. You look at the mountains. We've just been enjoying there today as we drive around a little bit. And you can see the handiwork of God. And that's the reason why even the people that do not believe that there is a God that makes this beautiful work, they still enjoy it. Because you see, there cannot be order or design without an intelligence behind it. Praise the Lord. If there is order or design, there has to be an intelligence behind it. And man will enjoy the creation of God. They look at the skies, they look at everything. But yet it kind of stumbled them when you talk about the plan of redemption. Because you see, just like how the heavens declare the glory of God, and a man never hearing about God or not knowing or not believing in God can yet look at the mountains and admire, you know, all of those things. That is also the same way that God placed the mystery of his redemption in the Bible. So unless we look in the scripture, and we've been blessed to have a prophet that will take us through the pages of the Bible for us to be able to enjoy the beautiful scenes of redemption that are played out all through the scripture. Praise the Lord. And so just like the heavens declare the glory of God, the Bible declared the glory of redemption. Amen. Now, so we have this little thought of a burden of change. From the Hebrew word, that word burden means master. It means a load. It means I'm uplifting. That to which the soul lifts itself up. It means something that you are carrying. That which is carried or brought or is born, an utterance, an oracle, and all of that. So I thinking about that, I was just meditating on it to realize that how God, many times, many of us, we go through different things in our life. And sometimes it's hard for us to be able to understand why we go through those things. We learn, as the scripture teaches us, that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. That brings comfort to us. But yet there is a curious thought behind our mind that keep trying to find out, what was this all about? But just like Paul says, God made us for his pleasure. And it pleased him to do whatever he chose to do with our life. But I realize that it's in the scripture that God will take the life of a man and he will burden that man because he wants to cause a change. Sometimes not because of you. Sometimes the change is not, it will affect you. It will change the way you do things. But the change is greatly because of your environment. Praise the Lord. Even right from Genesis, the Bible let us to know that when God stepped down into time and started creation, he says, let us make man in our image. And he made that man and placed him upon the earth. Without Adam knowing, there was a burden that he had. And like Brother Branham would demonstrate, he starts to change the garden. This hill, this mountain, or this tree don't belong here. It starts to affect him. Yeah. And if there is something I would want to pass on to you tonight, in all that we will say, as I'm trying to find my bearings, trying to make my foot to hold the ground, it's shaking too hard. (Laughter) If there is one thing I will say to you tonight, the purpose of God's free gift that he gave to us, as we receive that gift of salvation, we have received a burden from the Lord. And that burden is going to affect our life, and is also a burden to affect the ones around us. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see that being played out all through the scripture. Brother Branham led us to know that the last sign to Father Abraham was a sign of change. Praise the Lord. And with all the changes that is happening around the world, Brother Dale, what has been beating up my mind is that this change is caused by the burden that we hold as the bride of Jesus Christ for the coming of the Lord. When we see things happening around us, the change of the nation, the change of the world, and we say, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. And the feeling that you have in your heart, it begins to start a war in Ukraine. It begins to start what it called a climate change. It is your burden that is changing the world. Praise the Lord. You say, oh Lord, I'm tired with this. Praise the Lord. And whenever you say it, then it goes shaking the earth. Praise the Lord. But as we read in the scripture, yeah, we will find out that, as we all know the story of Hannah, this woman, the Bible says it was the Lord that held her womb. You think about it. It was God that placed her in that condition. And she, being a young woman, wanted to be like every woman. And most especially, it was very, very special to the Hebrew mothers. It was a way of being identified with the covenant of Abraham when they bring forth seed. Praise the Lord. But the scripture clearly says here it was the Lord. And God never told Hannah nothing about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And here is this young woman growing up, and she's thinking in her mind like, you know, all of our sisters does. And she's married, and then she's hoping she will have a child. And year goes on, and nothing is happening. Praise the Lord. But what I want you to see as we look in the life of Hannah tonight, I want you to first start picturing Israel during the time of the judges. They have gone through a period of time where there was no prophet. They have gone through a period of time where every man was doing what was right in his eyes. They have gone through a period of time where the God will raise up a judge, and he will lead them for a while, and when he's gone, they will go right back into bondage. They have gone through a cycle of struggle. Praise the Lord. They have adopted idolatry and different things. And that was the period of time that was happening. The Bible says there was no open vision. In a sense that God have not spoken to the heart of a man directly for a long period of time. A man has not got a direct word from the Lord. That was the period of time that they were living in. That was the condition of the nation of Israel. Praise the Lord. But yet, in this very same condition, Here we find this young woman wanting to be like every woman. She wanted a child. For the first few years, it never bothered her. She was believing. She was trusting God. But as the year went on, she started becoming burdened. Praise the Lord. She wanted a child. But the connection I want for us to make in our mind is that she's having what seems to be a personal burden. But this is the burden of the Lord for Israel. This is the burden of God concerning his people. But here is one woman.
Come on.
Looking at her personal need. Praise the Lord. Are we together? That's the reason why sometimes when we are going through things, it's good to be slow to speak. Praise the Lord. One scripture jumped up at me one time. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 53 that God got a man that the pleasure of the Lord prosper in his hands. It pleased God, the Bible says, for him to be striking. It pleased God for him to be bruised. And the pleasure of God prosper in his hands. And that man is our Lord Jesus. That's our bridegroom. And just like how God pleasure prosper in Jesus by the life that he lived and the things that he had to go through, that is the same way God's pleasure is going to prosper in the hands of his bride. God don't care how much you complain. He don't care how much you cry. The purpose, his desire of bringing you on earth, his desire of giving you this mystery of redemption is going to prosper in your hands. Praise the Lord. With all of the things that we have seen happening around us, I believe that we are entering a period of time where the suffering of this life or the struggle or the different things that we are going through is not going to bother us personally like it did. Why? Because God is bringing us to a place of understanding. When you understand why you are going through certain things, it don't bother you. The reason why we are bothered most of the time is because we don't understand. Job cried because he did not understand why he was going through that. Amen. He looked through his life. There was nothing wrong. He did nothing. He was not living wrong. Praise the Lord. But when God came down through the ministry of Elihu to bring him some sense of understanding, Brother Branham said, he says, I know my Redeemer liveth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So seeing what Israel was going through, God, they have determined never to leave his people in chaos and confusion. The deliverer of Israel was going to change the course of Israel. He was going to change the scene. But for him to do that, he chose one woman, Hannah, and make her to be so bothered about her personal need. Praise the Lord. that she has to take that personal need to the house of God. She got so burdened. Brother Branham says that she could no longer sit in the pew. She had to step forth and come to the altar, not mattering who look at her or who says what. Praise the Lord. Well, people must be sitting in the pew and look at her and say, well, yeah, she's been wanting a child. They are looking at her because they know her needs. Maybe it had become a talk. But you see, God was channeling through that woman because he himself had now become burden for Israel. He needs to bring a prophet on the scene. He needs to change the course of Israel. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. In the way that he does his things. Praise the Lord. Now you think, look at Hannah praying. She got so desperate. She got so crying to God that she says, Lord, if you give me a child, I will give him back to you. Praise the Lord. So if she would give God the child back, do she really need it? Praise the Lord. If she would have the child and just to give it back to God, do she really need it? So it is Almighty God channeling through her personal need to be able to address the need of his people. Praise the Lord. And you look through the scripture, you see it all over the places. How God will take one man, one individual, and he will carry that person through difficulty in life. Look at Moses' life. Praise the Lord. Raised right there in the palace of Egypt. But God started burdening his heart. Stephen said in the book of Acts that his heart was moved towards the Hebrew people. That he had to leave his comfort. Praise the Lord. Just because of the need of the people. The need of Israel. That's God's plan of redemption, people. God will use one man and burden that man to be able to change the course of his people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Branham talks here about Amram. Before Moses was born, he says, yeah, teaching of Moses. He says, and the burden is mine. He says, Amram is speaking, the burden is mine. If somebody don't pray for our people, our poor people, he says, what will become of them? Amen. Brother Branham in this message tells how Amram will go to work and he will work like every other man. He will work so hard and when he comes home, his wife sees that he's tired. But yet he will crawl up and go and find a time to pray. And the prophet said, Jezebel would come and said, Amram, won't you have some time to rest? But he was burdened. Why? Because God remember his promise to Abraham. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Bam says here, what's going to happen if somebody don't have Somebody don't have the people at heart. Somebody got to pray. Well, she says, Amram, the burden is not all yours. Well, it seems to be. And anyhow, I will pray. Anyhow, he says, I got the burden of the people on my heart. In another way, to say, I just can't sleep. Praise the Lord. I'm even losing the appetite to eat. God's burden. When he says, after 400 years, I will come down. And with a mighty hand, I will bring you out. That burden of Almighty God started to strike the heart of Amram. It's making him to lose sleep. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Aren't you glad that God make your pastor the burden bearer? Amen. That you can sleep while he's losing sleep? If every one of you were losing sleep, you won't come to church on Sunday. Praise the Lord. But that's the reason why Brother Branham said, if God has given you a godly pastor, he said you must cherish it. Praise the Lord. He said you should cherish it. Because even in God's word, the scripture laid it out, that's the reason why the Levites were to have no inheritance. Because their inheritance was the burden of the people. It was their inheritance. While the others were given land and spaces, your trouble was the Levites' portion. Praise the Lord. But God, in his wisdom, designed it like that. That a man will put all of his energy, one man, just to change the course of his people. Are we together? Amen. Just because of you and myself, God robbed Brother Branham of an education. God had to put him in that state of life to be a kind of a messenger for you and myself. That's God's plan of redemption. That's the mystery of redemption. That's the mystery. That's why Paul would say, esteem others better than yourself. When Paul talks to the husband, he said, love your wife. He didn't say, make your wife respect you. No. He said, love your wife. When he speaks to the woman, he says, honor your husband. Reference your husband. So in the plan of redemption, it is you for others. Praise the Lord. You know what makes it difficult? Because we are born with a selfish nature. The fallen nature is all about me and myself. So for God to get us out of that mindset, he got to even put us under the water. Good he didn't keep us there long. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know if you have a good icebreaker, but I'm trying to do my best tonight. Praise the Lord. The prophet of God says when the bride finds her place, the rapture will go. And I'm learning to know that this is where God wants to bring us. This is where he wants to bring us. When we start becoming burdened for others and start praying for others,
and start being more concerned for others. That's a rapturing condition.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amram said, I got the burden of the people on my heart. I got to do something about it. I got to stay on my knees. What we need, somebody like Amram got the burden on their heart, who would stay there and pray truth until the heavens were split open. God come down and answer prayers. Amen. Blushing prophet Brother Branham says, a man cannot lay in the presence of God, a church cannot stay in the presence of God on the repentance unless the Holy Spirit comes down and give an unction and power to start a move of God. It has to be God. It's God that brings the burden. Praise the Lord. God's burden is not impression. God don't impress. He don't have to impress you. Praise the Lord. Having a burden is different from having or trying to make an impression. Praise the Lord. That those kind of a flame, just give it a little while, it goes off. But sometimes when a person have a burden, you don't even see it. A man, a church, sit in the presence of God, honor repentance, unless the Holy Spirit comes down and give action and power to start a move of God there among those people. It just got to be. He says, show me the man. And then he brings it down to all of these men. Show me the cabin. Show me a sinking and finding, he says. And any of those men who fear the burden of the people that were laid on their face and cried and prayed before God. Send us a John Smith who prayed all night for the iniquity of his people until his eyes were swept up in the morning from weeping because of the people. Praise the Lord. That God will put a person in that situation. He will put a man or put a woman. That God will take this young woman in his mind. Because when you read the scripture, you have to realize that when Jacob was blessing Israel, he said to Judah, out of Judah will come the scepter of a king. So God had a king in his mind. Praise the Lord. Amen. When it comes to the place of the rejected king, Brother Branham makes us to know that Israel was rejecting God's leadership. So God had to give them Saul. But you have to realize, if you study the scripture, if God never thought of giving Israel a king, Moses will not command them that when you have a king, he should not have thousands of horses, he should not have many wives. Moses warned them all on there because God had in his mind. Praise the Lord. You have to realize that God's desire right from the beginning was to dwell among his people. So he being the king of Israel, he was going to choose a man by whom he would come down and rule his people. Praise the Lord. Oh, when you start to see it and understand these things, you realize that God have it all in control. He have it all in control. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thinking about his people. You see right there, even in the life of Mary. The one whose womb God had to borrow to be made flesh. Amen. At a time where she's thinking to enjoy the life of a wife, God comes down. It looks like he interrupts her life. Praise the Lord. He loves to do that. Amen. Because I believe that God does that to create a thirst in us to go looking for him. When he comes down and interrupts our plan, interrupts our schedule, it creates a thirst in us for us to go looking for him. So you realize Hannah said, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. Praise the Lord. And she was speaking under that burden. Just like Jephthah would say, it's the first thing that comes out of my house. He says, Lord, if you give me this victory, the first thing that comes out of my house, I will give it to you. That's what happens when you are under a truth burden. You don't count your words. You don't count your verbs and adverbs before God. You start to speak things that you don't even understand. Because you are under an extreme burden. Praise the Lord. And sometimes God is just keeping you in that situation because he's on the scene to deal with something around you. Amen. Deal with something in the family. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he's just keeping you in that position. Because man has always been God's agent. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we realize here, Hannah burden, they not only affected her. It affected her in the sense that she got pregnant and everybody knew she was pregnant. Her walk changed. Her appetite changed. Those are normal things. But beside that, her burden, it changed the priesthood. Praise the Lord. Because Eli's sons have started to defy the people of God. Those are all of the things that Almighty God is looking down. And he says, no, I have to change this. But if I can just find one person, if I can just find one situation in the church, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will give us a sick person, and just that need of sickness will start a prayer life for somebody. Because every time we bring the need, let's pray for this brother. Let's pray for this brother. And he's somebody that everybody loves. Praise the Lord. So God chose to put Brother John in a situation just to give me a prayer life. Just to draw me closer. Do you realize why Brother Branham says that he have called us to partnership? Redemption is the way that God has called you and myself to partnership. And he used us in different ways. Praise the Lord. Her burden will change the priesthood. Her burden will bring a king. Praise the Lord. I've always thought that's the reason why he was a man after God's own heart. Because God had for the king who couldn't come by what the people was desiring. Her burden will anoint a king after God's own heart. Her burden will restore the Ark of the Covenant. It will change the place of worship. It will set Israel in a path. Yeah. Hannah's burden. That it looks like it was just a personal need. People of God, bride of Jesus Christ, that's what God has brought us, this glorious message. Yes, to be able to expose us to these things. Yeah. Not just to give us it for knowledge, but he wants to get a hold of our lives. He wants to get you in the right place at the right time. Because there's a work he has to do. Praise the Lord. When love projects, Brother Branham says, until the burden gets on the church, on the Christian church, for lost souls, he says, we are fighting the air. We are just fighting the air. Let us stop speaking. He says, I believe in gifts, signs, and wonders. That goes with the body. But let not put that ahead of the law for lost souls. Let's get into the burden. Let's get the burden in our hearts. Praise the Lord. God conditioning his people. Brother Bram said in desperation, just listening to that this afternoon, he says, Hannah, a barren woman in the Bible, she wanted a son. And she got to fasting for him. And she fasted and prayed until even the priest at the temple thought she was drunk. She was in such desperation with the rest of the women watching what kind of a bunny or whatever they were doing. They had to worry. He says, and you know, and the other one seeing what kind of a clothes and all of that. But not Hannah, she stepped right through the whole crowd and went to the altar. She had been fasting and wanted her reproach to be taken away. Praise the Lord. It seems like it was her reproach. But God was seeing the condition of Israel as a reproach to him. Praise the Lord. And Brother Bam says she got on her knees and she never noticed the dignitaries in the temple. She never noticed the priest, nothing. She was in such a distress till her tears were rolling down her cheek. And oh, Lord God, give me a son. Give me a son. Brother Bam says, and notice she wasn't selfish. When God heard her and answered her prayers and gave her a son, she gave him back to God. And because, listen to this, he says, and because that she was willing not to be selfish after God has answered her prayer, God gave her a prophet. Praise the Lord. Was it a prophet for Hannah's house? No, it was a prophet for Israel. Praise the Lord. Because of her prayer and her burden, once again, the voice of God. A man could hear the voice of God. That even from a little age, Samuel would come to Eli and say, Eli, have you called me? He said, no, go and sleep. Praise the Lord. He goes lay down and God called him again. He goes to Eli. Praise the Lord. I mean, it was just strange. I believe Eli was wondering what's happening with this boy. Is he okay? He was even checking on himself. Am I talking? Praise the Lord. Then he has some wisdom and says, the next time you hear that, says, Lord, speak, your servant heareth. The voice of God will be back among the people.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Once again, God will speak to our heart. Praise the Lord. Because of a burden of change. A burden that affected Israel, changed the entire course of Israel. What was looking like a personal need. Praise the Lord. What was looking like a personal need. God in his wisdom. You see, that's the reason why. When God desired to make man, he made just one man. He never brought them all. He just had one man, that Adam. Praise the Lord. And he was going to deal with Adam, and Adam was going to get, he was going to be so burdened. Like Brother Branham says, every time God will come in the evening for fellowship, he will realize that, yeah, he have done what was my desire. Praise the Lord. When Adam will name the animals and God come down, God will be so pleased.
Glory.
Why? Because he realized that he has affected this man's life. He has a burden to do exactly what will please the Father. Moses, after he thought he has got out of Egypt, and he thought he has failed. Praise the Lord. I believe Moses going down in the desert was going with all of these contracts in his mind. I had the most best decent room to sleep in. Praise the Lord. He's there in an open desert. When the night comes, he had to lay right there and sleep. And thinking about his bedroom. But it was God remembering his promise. Praise the Lord. Almighty God remembering his promise. That I would come down with a mighty hands. And he's conditioning Moses to get out of such a comfort. To take a journey where he don't even know where he's going. Praise the Lord. He got down there then. Sooner he tried to change his career. And start trying to be a shepherd boy out there. And God was just watching the time. When Moses just thought that he has got all Egypt out of his mind. He have got Egypt out of his mind. Now he had a wife. He can start a family. God said, this is the right time. Praise the Lord. This is the right time. God will get his attention by the burning bush. And deal with him in such a supernatural way. That it will rekindle the burden he had. Moses starts to feel the same way. At the burning bush, he started to feel the same way when he would look through his windows. And see those Israel slaves being whipped. That feeling starts to come back to him. Praise the Lord. It's so much that he forgot to circumcise his son. God revived the burden so much. Have you ever got to the place where you tell someone, it's done, it's done. I'm tired, I'm tired. I'm tired with this. And then a period of time come. You are laying down, you are thinking about it. You are tired, but God is never tired. And then the feeling starts to come back. I say, I'm not going to help them. I'm tired with that. Just wasting my time. I'm tired. Almighty God says, that's what I save you. That's what I give you grace. That's what I give you the Holy Ghost. Not to be tired. He says, well, I don't even know where I put her number. Let me check. And you take the phone. Well, I was just calling to check on you. How are you? What God is doing, stirring that burden again. Praise the Lord. Because there's a work to do. Praise the Lord. And Moses back in Egypt, we know the story. And there he's there in the wilderness, those very same people. When he got back to Egypt, they withstood him. They never make a welcome for Moses. Because just by his appearance, their labor has been increased. Moses, what are you doing here? Praise the Lord. You see, the conflict that was in the minds of the people. Knowing his past life, knowing his failure, he killed a man, he ran away, he came back. They struggled with all of those things in their mind. But you see, God has placed a burden on his heart. He said, I will come down and with a mighty hand, I will bring them out. That's the reason why God has to give Moses the spirit of Christ to intercede for the people. Even when they were the very same people that was cursing him out of the face, the very same people that were ganging against him, but yet, at night, God will place on his heart. He will say, God, if you kill these people, what would the nation say? Praise the Lord. They're thinking in their mind, Moses is trying to do a family thing. Moses and Aaron, Moses and Aaron. That's what they are thinking in their mind. But a man yet is losing sleep. And how to get these people? When they come and complain, there is no water. Moses is trouble. No food. He's going crying to God. Praise the Lord. That's God's plan of redemption. Brother Bram says Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He played those things out in types and shadow. How he would take your life and he would create situation around your life just to create a burden. And sometimes you think it is just your need. But because you have that burden, and you have conditioned yourself, created an atmosphere to have Almighty God comes down. Now he can use that channel and move through your home and through your family and through the church. Because man has always been his agent. Praise the Lord. Even like this meeting, it just looks like it's a special meeting. Every year we have a special meeting. That's how we think about it. That time of the year coming. But sometimes it goes back to months and months and months. Your pastor is there thinking, the meeting's next year, who's going to preach? Oh God. I really want the Holy Ghost to do something in the assembly. Praise the Lord. And he's thinking, and it's, you know, God is dealing with him. Praise the Lord. And sometimes he gets a flu spread. And he's in bed for a couple of days. While he's there, his body is aching him. But he's thinking about the church and the meeting that is coming. Praise the Lord. You see, this is God's purpose. This is God's plan. That's how he designed it. And even for us having these meetings tonight, that God will bring his children together. And we will be in this building tonight representing the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you know how much help to attract angels to this place? How much help you are helping this community? Praise the Lord. Just because you have attracted God to this place. That's the reason why every other service must not just be a normal service. The prophet said we must pray up. We must prepare ourselves. Because we are having an appointment with Almighty God. Praise the Lord. So with all of the change, when Paul says in Romans chapter 8, the creation itself is groaning. Why? Because we ourselves, we are groaning. It is our groan that is causing the groan in the creation. Praise the Lord. There's a people that is desiring to get out of here. There's a people that want to change in their family. They want to change in their life. They want to change in the church. They want a church that is on fire. Not just an association, but a people that are coming to God and wanting to receive from God. Brother Branham says, do you always wonder why when you get to consecrating yourself and then it looks like trouble start happening everywhere around you? Praise the Lord. Talking to one young person in the church, they said, whenever I start praying and consecrating myself, I just have horrible dreams. So then I stop praying. I said, no, you got to keep praying. It is because you are breaking through clouds. You are getting through clouds. You are getting through principalities and power. And all of those spirits are terrified because of you. They are terrified at your prayers. Praise the Lord. I say, if the bad dreams will kill you, it will have killed you the first night. But it's just the enemy trying to push you back. Praise the Lord. Wherever we try to do right, evil is pressing. That's why Paul says. And then sometimes we get caught up with that. We get attracted to the things that is more chaos than the order that God is trying to set in our life. Praise the Lord. Just like Hannah, burden, her personal burden, her personal need, brought a change. That's how this bride, personal need, praise the Lord. It's bringing a change in this word. Praise the Lord. Because the new heaven and the new earth is the bride setting. Amen. The rapture is our future. That's the only future we have. That's the rapture. So as the bride gets burning for more of God, a closer walk with God, Praise the Lord. Don't worry when the economy goes by. God have you on his economy. Praise the Lord. And he can supply your needs. Many times we want the supernatural, but we are afraid. We are afraid to really put ourselves in. God will just take one person. Praise the Lord. And the prophet of God will talk about men that were burdened for a move of God in their day. And they prayed and they prayed and they prayed. They cried to God for souls to be saved. And just when they leave the scene, that revival will break out. Praise the Lord. Just when they leave the scene. That's why the prophet of God says, when you pray for your loved ones and your children that have gone, he says, don't give up. Sometimes you will not see it in your life. But the Bible says that God gather all of our prayers and tears in a bottle. He keeps them for a memorial. He keeps it before him. Praise the Lord. There is no wasted time in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. There is no wasted time. Whenever we come together like this, hallelujah, even when you come and sleep, even when you come and sleep, praise the Lord. Don't learn to sleep in church, but stay. It's not a waste of time, because God sees your needs. Amen. He sees your needs. Oh, praise the Lord. You love the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Branham says, our hope is in God. He says, doctors are good. They are God's servants to the people, and they help people in the hospital and institution. He said, we are very thankful to have them. I have nothing against them. The only thing I do pray that God will continue to help them. For anything that will help bless or do anything to help people, I'm for it. He says, and I know God is with the movement that helps people. We should do always. He says, that's what we should do always, is try to do something to help somebody else. After all, that's the Christian attitude towards anything. Praise the Lord. The reason why God saved you is to make you a channel for someone else. Praise the Lord. Maybe there are some nasty friends of yours in school. He just wants you to be the sweet one among them. Praise the Lord. It is for you to be a channel. It is not only the prophets and the men of the ages are God aging. Every son and daughter of God, the Almighty God will come down and be pleased to draw you to himself. He wants you to be an agent. Praise the Lord. You see, the devil, the prophet said, he knows the principle of life. Praise the Lord. So what he does is that whenever we get so caught up and concerned in our needs, he just make it worse. Because as long as he can keep frustrating you, you will never understand why God caused that need around your life. Do you think it has to take 1 month for us to pray before God will meet our needs? When he said, even before we say a word, he knows what is in our heart. You don't need a whole week to cry to God. But why he allow us to cry to him? It's because he's using that need as a burden. He's using that need to get a heart to the altar. Praise the Lord. That's the Christian attitude towards anything, he says. That is a great heavy burden, the prophet of God said, that no one knows nothing about. That's just God and I alone, he says. But when I do get to go to bed, what a wonderful privilege I have to kneel down before God and say, Father, I have done the best that I know how today. I have done all that I know how to make life just a little more pleasant for somebody. So Brother Branham is saying he lived constantly with a burden to make life pleasant for somebody. Do you know when you even tell someone, hi, praise the Lord, you are helping to make their day pleasant? Because sometimes people are caught up with so much trouble on their mind. Praise the Lord. My little girl told me one time, she says, Daddy, why when I say hi to people, they don't say hi back? I said, well, sometimes because they don't hear you. Say it louder. Praise the Lord. But the prophet said, what a good feeling that when I come to the end of my day, I can kneel before the bed and say, God, I've done the best that I know how to do to make life pleasant. Somebody. Praise the Lord. He says, and I'm sure that his blessing returns and return and make life a little pleasant for me. He gets burden for people. And God meet his needs. Praise the Lord. He understands that if he get caught up in his needs, the devil will frustrate him. Praise the Lord. So he go about trying to help people. And he said, God, return and return and make life pleasant for me. If you want to do something for God, do something for his people. If you want something good said about you, say something good about someone else. Bless someone else, and as you are blessing someone else, you are blessing God. For Jesus said, in so much as you have done unto the least of my little ones, you have done it unto me. So we know that to be truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a channel of blessing. A channel of burden. The work of redemption is a channel of burden. He placed us in this channel to feel the needs of other people. Think about someone. Pray for them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To just keep our heart in that condition. And as we are doing that, it's causing the change around us. Praise the Lord. It's causing a change for good. Praise the Lord. That's God's purpose of redemption. He would take a man, he would take a woman. Praise the Lord. Think about it. Just for one woman, he brought the entire city of Jericho down. Just for one woman. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, that's what he said. That's exactly what he told Joshua. He told Joshua, just for that one woman, I'm going to bring the entire city down. How many times did they have to go around the wall? They went first 7. Praise the Lord. And it went around the world again 13 times. And the prophet of God said that's the number of a woman. So under inspiration, God told Joshua, let them go around the city. Praise the Lord. This amount of time, without him being very specific. But in that number of time, he will represent the elect that is in that city. That's how Almighty God works. Praise the Lord. Just like Paul says, if God will tell us everything, there will be no need of faith. Praise the Lord. And you know the thing about it, we will not even get the work done rightly. Praise the Lord. Because we will now start putting our idea. We will want to make it more beautiful than God said. So he don't tell you everything. He allow you to step out by faith. You are so scared in your boats, but you are believing that he's going to see you through. Praise the Lord. And then when he gets you in that channel, then he steps down. You say, oh, wow. I never even knew it would turn out that way. That's the way God works. Praise the Lord. With everything that is happening around the word and happening around the message, it's beginning to burden our heart. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Praise the Lord. And when we cry out to God like that, he thinks about the weak ones. He thinks about the hearts that he needs to reach, the souls that needs to be saved. A burden for change. Praise the Lord. A burden for change. That will be one of the things that will blow our minds when we get to heaven. When Almighty God starts to make you to understand why he kept you in a certain state of life just because of that one sitting across there. Do you remember when you went through that? Praise the Lord. You remember when this happened to you? It was because I needed a heart to be burdened. Praise the Lord. Look at this. God told Abraham, I give you a son. After the boy is born, God says, sacrifice him to me. Praise the Lord. Now we read, we know the story. But you realize God really never wanted Isaac. He never wanted Isaac.
Right.
What the one he wanted more was Abraham.
Right.
Why? Because Abraham have got his son. And the son is now beginning to take the place of God in that old man's heart. He's not having time with God anymore. And God says, bring that boy, give him to me. If you really love me, give him to me. Praise the Lord. And Abraham is having a sleepless night. He's just turning and turning, and Sarah is asking, what's going on, Abraham? He says, oh, I just don't know these days. I just can't sleep. God is burning his heart. Praise the Lord. And sometimes those things happen in our homes. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he was sharing with me in a struggle with his boys and all of that. And I could sense a sense of fear coming from him. And I told him, I says, I'm afraid for you. He says, what do you mean, Brother Warren? I says, I'm afraid that you are so afraid, and the sense of fear that you have is just because you want to keep a good reputation. That's your sense of fear. And when God sees that sense of fear in you, he will cause chaos in your children. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes if we make big mouths and talk about other people's children, and never think our children will get in that place. And when the children start to misbehave, we get afraid. Don't do that. Praise the Lord. You have to realize the same way Almighty God deal with your heart. He has to get down and meet those little ones where they are. Praise the Lord. And what we must do is be just like Jacob. Do all we know how to do. Place them into the ark and pull them. I commit you in the hands of God. Good. Praise the Lord. I told him, I said, I'm afraid for you, buddy. Those boys will be okay. It is you that I'm afraid of. Praise the Lord. Because most of the time, it's not for their salvation. It's for our good name. If it is for their salvation, you will say, God, get a hold of him. Yeah. Almighty God, deal with my boy. Yeah. Change his life. Right. That's what we will do. We will get to praying and say, God, give him sleepless night. Yeah. But we get so worried because people will say something about our name. This family is a good family. When Almighty God is thinking about his family, that has a better name than my family. Oh, we are so glad that God sent us a prophet. Because through the eyes of a prophet and the message, we can come to this place to understand the way that God deals with us. That was the reason why he sent the angel to the prophet to tell him all about his mysterious life. And that angel has not left. He's behind this message to tell you also about your mysterious life. Why those things are happening to you. Why God set you in such a family. Why you had to have the kind of upbringing you had. Because that's the only way he could have got a hold of your heart. Praise the Lord. A burden for change. And my prayer is that may God burden us this weekend. May we leave from these meetings being so burdened to get closer to God. Being so burdened. Praise the Lord. And say, God, let your pleasure prosper in my life. Praise the Lord. If you ever pray that prayer, I would tell you, go and read about the crucifixion before you pray that prayer. Amen. When you say, God, let your pleasure prosper. Because the pleasure of the Lord that prosper in Jesus' life, he never had a place to lay his head.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. But it was God's pleasure. Because he was carrying the burden of a dying word right from his birth. He did not hide. He had to borrow a womb to be born. He had to be born in a stable. He had to even borrow a grave to be buried. But it was the pleasure of the Lord. It pleased the Father. Praise the Lord. My prayer that God will burden our life or bring us to the understanding that the things that are happening around our life, that God is not ignorant of it. Almighty God is not ignorant of it. He says right on his throne, he said, God, he says, oh man, I wish my daughter. Read Deuteronomy chapter 5. There's a verse there in the Bible that let's get to it. Let's get to it. Praise the Lord. I know I've been asked to preach all through the night, so. Amen. Now my nervousness has gone. I'm ready to preach. I have enough bottle of water on here to sustain me for all through the night. Oh, hallelujah. You love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen. What an awesome God. What a wonderful Father we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Moses' testimony. These are the last words of that man of God before he left the scene. I was just reading that to the family the other morning, so. But Moses speaks here and he says, oh, I wish that they had such a heart in them. That's the portion of that verse that I like. Only if the people had the heart to be able to understand what God was doing. And people of God, I believe that's where the Almighty God wants to bring us to. Many times when we hear the word of God, our mind tends to look at God's word or God's instruction or God's love to us as a commandment. That's the reason why Brother Branham said it was the greatest mistake that Israel made right there in Exodus chapter 19. When they said, all that the Lord says we will do. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they understood what Moses was saying as if God was commanding them. Praise the Lord. He wants to bring us to an understanding. We are his children. We are not his slaves. We are the purchase of his blood. And we can enjoy our walk and our fellowship with him when we understand what he's doing in our lives. So what he wants to bring us to is an understanding. It's not just to keep laws and rules and do's and don'ts. No. The Father don't enjoy that. Right. You don't enjoy fellowship with dudes and dumps. He wants to bring us to a place of understanding. Where we have a heart, even we could be going through troubles in our life and struggle in our life. But in our heart, we know that I'm a child of God. We know that God loved me. In the midst of my struggle, I know He loved me. Praise the Lord. Because of the heart of understanding that we have received. If we don't have the heart of understanding, we will complain. Praise the Lord. His burden will be too heavy. Jesus said His burden is lighter. When God burdens our heart, it's lighter because we understand that He wants to bring a change. Praise the Lord. I won't be a Pharaoh preacher tonight. So I will leave you right in these thoughts for us to realize that the reason why God gave you the free gift of salvation, His thought behind it is to be able to position your life to be a blessing to someone, to be a channel to someone. That's the reason why the Apostle Paul will say, nothing in this life will separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. As we go through the rest of this week, let's place our heart before the Lord. For some family, some loved ones that you know are having trouble, some neighbors that you know are having trouble, let's put our heart before the Lord for them. Praise the Lord. Take someone to heart. And let God move on the scene. And fight your battles. The Lord bless you tonight. Come up, Pastor.